It's Wednesday, April 19th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. AI innovations accelerating. AutoGPT, deciphering FedSpeak, Reddit charging for API access, and AI ethics taking center stage. And Sonos Pro launches, moving into business audio experiences with remote control and licensing compliance. This is the Business of Tech. Have you heard of AutoGPT? While ChatGPT requires multiple prompts, AutoGPT iterates, asking its own next question, and includes short and long-term memory. Described as an experimental open-source application, it's worth understanding these iterations. In another useful outcome, a recent paper by two Fed staffers tested if AI could decipher all the complicated FedSpeak, the Federal Reserve's communication style. Turns out, it can. Reddit said on Tuesday that it plans to charge AI companies for access to its API. Meanwhile, Microsoft is reportedly working on its own AI chips, per a report from The Information. Microsoft has been developing the chips in secret since 2019, and some Microsoft and OpenAI employees already have access to them to test how well they perform for the largest language models like GPT-4. ConnectWise is now adding AI-assisted PowerShell scripting in its IASO platform to two of its products, Automate and RMM. The company said that this is Automate's first integration into the IASO platform and that the underlying power of IASO made rapid development and deployment of the ChatGPT integration possible. Atlassian, with their new AI-driven virtual teammate, offers features like AI-generated summaries for Confluence and test plans in Jira or reworking responses to customers in Jira Service Management. And while we're talking OpenAI, the Washington Post has released its research into what datasets were used to create the large language model. Looking at Google's C4 dataset, a massive snapshot of the contents of 15 million websites, the top three are patents.google.com, Wikipedia, and scribd.com, a subscription-only digital library. But there are others in there, including at least 27 other sites identified by the U.S. government as markets for piracy and counterfeits within the dataset. And I have three ethics-related threads to pick up on. A German artist has declined a photography prize after revealing that AI generated the winning image. Quote, "I applied as a cheeky monkey to find out if the competitions are prepared for AI images to enter. They are not," he wrote. "We, the photo world, need an open discussion, a discussion about what we want to consider photography and what not. Is the umbrella of photography large enough to invite AI images to enter, or would this be a mistake? With my refusal of the award, I hope to speed up this debate." Second, a Bloomberg piece focuses on the use of ChatGPT for therapy. Despite warnings about privacy and medical concerns, the article interviews several users using it to supplement their traditional mental health services. And third, another Bloomberg report cites 18 current and former Google workers and screenshots of internal messages. In these internal discussions, one employee noted how Bard would frequently give users dangerous advice, whether on topics like how to land a plane or scuba diving. Another said, "Bard is worse than useless. Please do not launch." Bloomberg says the company even overruled a risk evaluation submitted by an internal safety team, saying the system was not ready for general use. Why do we care? So two reasons I want to focus on. First, unexpected outcomes. Did you predict that AI could parse the Fed? Or that it might create a new chip war? Or that users will find ways to use it despite warnings not to do so? Well, security-minded listeners are probably not surprised by that one. And we've gone from nothing to continual product release in such a short time, which leads to the second reason. The importance of learning the models as the value of service providers. Customers will look to technologists to help them solve problems with AI, and the models are all different. Not only should you parse the value of the feature, but insight into the model beneath will tell a lot about the function of the results. Sonos has announced Sonos Pro, the new service targeted at businesses, restaurants, bars, and retail stores that makes playing music across numerous locations easy without breaking any licensing rules. Sonos Pro works with all S2 compatible hardware, including the IKEA Symphonic line, and if you're into retrofitting existing speakers, the amp and port. Pro customers will gain access to a web portal that lets them remotely control what's playing in each of their locations, divided into different zones, and perform troubleshooting from afar. If you're a regular consumer and want to reset your Sonos at home, you gotta unplug the products. But Pro customers can do it with software. They'll also be able to schedule particular genres for different times of the day to lock in the right atmosphere for their business. You want to keep the volume low in the mornings when you've got less foot traffic and automatically raise it during peak hours? Sonos Pro can do that. Why do we care? I admit my bias as a longtime Sonos fan. What caught my eye here was the move from consumer to business. Servicing retail is a significant offering. There's a lot of power here, and similar to how simplified point-of-sale solutions changed retail, so too could an audio offering like this. Also gives a case study into ancillary markets, which any services organization should consider. What market is similar that you can adapt to? Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today, refresh your goals day. That seems like a good one for business owners. I've changed a little bit of my production process. I hope you've heard no difference in the show at all. But if you have, please make sure to let me know. I do appreciate the feedback, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.